Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, education in Southern California. In-depth team coverage, starting with the issue of charter schools. The LA School Board has adopted some new rules that make it more difficult to launch new charters and could make it tougher to renew the charters that are already there.
This is a big deal because LA has more charter schools than any other city in the nation. The LA School Board voted 4-3 to approve the new rules, which outline how the district will consider applications to open new charters or renew the ones already open. LA Unified is adapting its guidelines because of big changes to California's charter law. That granted districts more power to block new charters from being approved, but the new state law was supposed to be a compromise so that existing schools with strong test scores would actually have an easier time being renewed. Charters, though, cost the district money. Every time a child leaves LAUSD for a charter, the state funding goes to the charter. And critics had long complained that the state law made it too hard for the districts to say no to charters, even if it was in the best interests of the districts to say no. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
So back to school next week for the LAUSD.
The LA School Board's unanimous vote gets Los Angeles school kids back to class, but not physically in the classrooms.
You have my commitment to continue to raise standards and do the best we can.
As long as you give it the best you got, I'm going to be satisfied. Maybe I won't be satisfied. I'll be gratified.
A little praise from one of the board members.
We've learned a lot since March. We learned a lot over the summer. We'll learn a lot in the next 2 weeks or 2 months.
Virtual teaching continues under the contract until December 31st and can be extended if the pandemic persists. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
So Kamala Harris makes her first campaign appearance with Joe Biden today, and her selection may have a big impact on California's history and future.
Harris is astonishingly the first person from this heavily Democratic state to ever run on a Democratic presidential ticket. Gary South, a local party strategist, says it hasn't been for lack of trying.
We've had a number of Democrats in California who have run for president, including Harris herself, and all the way back to Alan Cranston in 1984, and three times Jerry Brown tried it, it didn't work. But this is the first time in the history of the U.S. and the history of California that we've ever had a Democrat on a major party ticket.
He says Governor Gavin Newsom has a chance to make history himself if Harris becomes VP and he's tasked with filling her Senate seat.
If they win and she vacates that seat, I think he will look to do something historic, and that means, particularly in terms of the demographics of the situation, he appoints somebody who's a Latino or Latina.
Which brings up another astonishing fact. California, which has America's largest Latino population, has never elected one to the U.S. Senate. Brian Ping, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Six today, L.A. County announces a massive rent relief program.
County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas tells KNX that 365 households in the county could lose their homes if the state lifts the eviction moratorium.
We know that we need to step forward, and we can, and we will. And so we post up $100 million in CARES Act funds to create a COVID-19 relief. And this is going to make a huge difference.
Thomas says they hope to help up to 9,000 households.
People need to move quickly, be ready, and take full advantage of this program is available to qualifying residents of the county of Los Angeles, except if they live in the city of Los Angeles, because the city has its own separate funding.
Renters can get more information by calling 211. The application window starts Monday and lasts for 2 weeks. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Just a moment, because we do have more information for you. Really need to know if you're eligible for this. And one of the ways you can find out is just go to our website. That's KNX1070.com.
Vote is set for tomorrow by the Judicial Council of California on whether to restart the eviction and foreclosure process on September 1st, so just a few weeks from now. State lawmakers are working on a couple of plans. Both would stop evictions because of the pandemic. Guy told CBS San Francisco he lost three jobs in March due to the shutdown and hasn't been able to pay his rent.
Now I'm getting hit with a class lawsuit by my landlord for back rent, so, which again leads me to all he cares about is his bottom line.
Todd Rothbard is an eviction attorney, and he says the moratorium is unconstitutional because it denies property owners due process, says they're being forced to house someone without any compensation.
I appreciate that these people who are advancing this measure may be well-intentioned. I don't think they've seriously thought through the long-term consequences.
One bill would ban pandemic-related evictions until April of 2021. It would also offer mortgage forbearance to landlords.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.